عار قبلي
طيب الله
طيب الله يبعد عار كفوله
طيب الله
طيب الله يباهل أنت كريم
طيب الله
طيب الله يهوب بيت مولاد
طيب الله
ويا الله بيلب كحجاب
طيب الله
This is Abdulrazak Bihi. I'm glad to be here talking to you another Tuesday, beautiful day. Today, I just want to share with you like I do every year, is the start. Actually, Ramadan started on Sunday, Sunday night. Monday morning, yesterday, was people were fasting in the Muslim community. So like I do every year, I would love to talk about what Ramadan is. What is this fasting month for over a billion Muslims around the world practice? What is it about? I agree with you. A lot of you want to know more about your Muslim neighbors, especially in this month of fasting. And I'll just try my best like I do every year. We're going to talk about 2015-20 questions that are very popular in non-Muslims to get to know about Ramadan. We'll start with the first question. What is Ramadan? Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, during which Muslims around the world fast from dawn until sunset. It is a time of spiritual reflection, increased prayer, and charitable acts. Muslims believe... My number two question is, you might, you know, wondering to get an answer for, what are the rules of fasting during Ramadan? Fasting during Ramadan involves abstaining from food, drink, and other physical needs from dawn until sunset. Muslims are expected to refrain from smoking and engaging in sexual activity during the daylight hours. Those who are unable to fast, such as pregnant women or nursing women, the elderly, or people with certain incurable medical conditions, are exempt, but instead are required to pay expiation in the form of feeding a needy person for each day that they miss. Our number three question. Why do Muslims fast during Ramadan? Why? Fasting during Ramadan is one of the five pillars of Islam, which are the basic tenets of the faith. Muslims believe it's an obligation to fast this month as commanded to them by God directly in the Quran, the Holy Book. Failing to fast without an excuse is considered sinful. It's also believed that fasting helps Muslims to develop self-discipline and empathy for those who are less fortunate. And it's also a way to purify the soul and draw closer to God by abiding to His command. Number four of the popular Ramadan questions says, when does Ramadan begin and end? Ramadan begins with the sighting of the crescent moon, which marks the start of the new lunar month. The exact dates vary from year to year and depend on the sighting of the moon. Ramadan lasts for 29 or 30 days, depending on the lunar calendar, and ends with the celebration of Eid al-Fitr, my favorite day. What are some of, number five, what are some traditions associated with Ramadan? That's a good question. In addition to fasting, Muslims often spend more time in prayer and reflection during Ramadan. They also gather for iftar, the evening meal that breaks the fast, and often participate in charitable acts and community service. In some countries, though, it is traditional to eat certain foods during Ramadan, such as dates and sweet pastries, and to also decorate homes and public spaces with festive lights and decorations. I can't attest to that because I grew up in Somalia, and the month of Ramadan was really fun. So many lights everywhere, lights, signage. The streets are cleaned well. People are out on the streets. A lot of food everywhere. Number six, do Muslim children and teenagers fast during Ramadan? It is not mandatory for those below the age of puberty to fast during Ramadan, but they may choose to participate in partial fasting, such as skipping meals or fasting for a few hours at a time. Muslim parents often encourage their children to fast, but do not require them to abide by it for the full day until they reach the age of puberty. Muslims who are traveling or women who are menstruating, women who are pregnant, or Muslims who are experiencing certain incurable health conditions may be exempt from fasting during Ramadan. However, they are expected to make up the missed days of fasting at a later time. For those suffering from incurable health conditions which prohibit them from fasting, they are also exempt but not required to make up their fasts. Instead, they must pay a fidya, a charitable donation, to feed a needy person for each day they missed. Question number eight. What is Laylat al-Qadr and why is it important during Ramadan, the night of the Qadr? Laylat al-Qadr, also known as the Night of Power, is considered one of the holiest nights of the year for Muslims. It's believed to be the night when the first verses of the Quran were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. Muslims spend the night in prayer and contemplation, seeking God's blessings and forgiveness. It's also believed that the rewards of worship during this single night are greater than that of 1,000 months. And as such, many Muslims spend the last 10 nights of Ramadan in prayer and devotion, hoping to catch this blessed night. The exact night, though, is disputed among Muslim scholars. What is generally agreed upon is that it is one of the odd nights during the last 10 nights. Some hold the opinion that it's the 23rd. Others hold that it's the 25th. Many others hold the belief that it's the 27th. And there are even those who hold the opinion that it shifts annually to a different odd night in the last 10 nights. One thing for sure, it's in the last 10 nights. Question number 9. How do Muslims break their fast during Ramadan? That's the best time. Muslims typically break their fast at sunset with dates and water, as this was the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad. They then proceed to have a full meal known as iftar, which often includes a variety of traditional dishes. It's also common for Muslims to gather to break the fast with family, friends, and even as a community at their local mosques. I really do love when community iftar or people get together to do iftar on the street or in open space. So many of those outside iftars took a second place in our Minneapolis Twin Cities, Minnesota. Actually, most of them were hosted by non-Muslim neighbors or organizations. A lot of them also has taken place indoors, community halls, hosted by, I remember many of them were hosted by public officials, community leaders, and most of them were non-Muslim neighbors or colleagues that invited the community. That was beautiful. Number 10. These are the most popular questions from our neighbors, non-Muslim neighbors, that usually are interested in learning about their neighbors, their Muslim neighbors. A lot of them are sensitive too. They just don't wish to do something that might offend their Muslim neighbor. And that's why we gathered all these popular questions to answer. You don't offend anyone. Just answer, just ask them, learn from them. And they are more than happy also to invite you into their home to do an iftar with them without being Muslim, without being, without fasting. Muslim folks, they love to invite. That's one of their big part of their religion. Their neighbors, and to eat with them, to break bread with them. So don't be shy. Sometimes it's okay, you know, like I used to do, just drop by and say, oh, I was just in the neighborhood. You're welcome. There are always a lot of food. What number 10, what is the significance of Eid al-Fitr? As you know, there are two huge Muslim holidays, and we'll talk about that later. But let's stick to the questions. Eid al-Fitr is the festival that marks the end of Ramadan. It is a time of prayer, celebration, feasting again, and giving thanks to God for the blessings received during the month of fasting. Muslims typically gather with family and friends in new clothes to first offer the Eid prayer in the local mosques, here, maybe in the local parks. Then they visit the homes of their family and friends for feasts, celebrations, gifts, and some also participate in charitable activities. It is common to greet each other with May God accept from you and us when meeting with each other the first time on the day of Eid. This meaning behind this prayer is that may God accept all of the good deeds and efforts you put into the month to become a better person. Non-Muslims are welcome to participate in Ramadan by joining in community events or fasting alongside their Muslim friends and colleagues. However, it's important to respect the religious significance of the month and not to engage in activities that are disrespectful or offensive to Muslims, like cursing, yelling, or doing anything that might be disrespectful to anyone. Question 12. What is the significance of the pre-dawn, early morning meal, or as it is known, suhoor, during Ramadan? The pre-dawn meal is an important part of Ramadan fast, as it provides sustenance for the long day ahead. Muslims wake up before dawn to eat a meal that is high in protein and carbohydrates, which helps to sustain them throughout the day. Question number 13. How do Muslims maintain their energy levels during the fast? In addition to eating nutritious pre-dawn meal, Muslims may also take naps during the day, avoid strenuous physical activity, and drink plenty of water and other fluids during non-fasting hours. Many also find strength in prayer and spiritual reflection. As a matter of fact, when we were growing up, or even sometimes here, I see a lot of people, especially young people, playing soccer games, basketball games. It really, engages you away from thinking about the hour or food or anything. But those activities were very common back home. And I see right now, nowadays, in Ramadan times, I see around our city, whether it's Franklin Park or Kerry Park, and see the Riverside or other parks like Seward, you'll see a lot of soccer tournaments taking place last 3 or 4 hours. I would love to see that. It's a great thing to enjoy. And I hope to see people arguing less about violations in the soccer games. Coming back to the questions again. Question number 14. What are some common greetings used during Ramadan? Muslims often greet each other during Ramadan with Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak, which means Blessed Ramadan, or Ramadan Kareem. Ramadan Kareem, which means generous Ramadan. These greetings are a way to express well wishes and show solidarity with the global Muslim community. Question number 15. What is Taraweeh, and when is it performed during Ramadan? Taraweeh, Taraweeh, is a special evening prayer that is performed during Ramadan. It is a voluntary prayer and Muslims typically perform it after the last prayer of the day, known as Isha. Taraweeh prayer or prayers are often performed in congregation in mosques. Question 16. How does Ramadan differ for Muslims living in countries with different daylight hours? Good question. Muslims living in countries with longer or shorter daylight hours adjust their fasting times accordingly. Islamic scholars have provided guidelines for determining the start and end of fasting times based on the time of sunrise and sunset in each location. There are also specific scholarly guidelines for those locations where night or daylight are longer than 24 hours, such as adapting their times according to the nearest city with normal daylight hours. Community and social gatherings play an important role during Ramadan. Muslims often gather with family, friends, and neighbors to break their fast together at sunset, known as iftar. This fosters a sense of community and provides an opportunity to share in the blessings and rewards of Ramadan. Question number 18. How do Muslims seek forgiveness during Ramadan? Muslims seek forgiveness during Ramadan by engaging in acts of repentance and seeking God's forgiveness. They may also participate in communal prayers and recitation of the Quran, the Holy Book, engage in charitable acts, and strive to mend relationships with others. Seeking forgiveness is an important aspect of Ramadan as it allows Muslims to renew their commitment to God and their faith. Question number 19. How can non-Muslims show respect for Ramadan? Non-Muslims can show respect for Ramadan by being mindful of the fasting hours and refraining from eating, drinking, or smoking in front of a fasting Muslim during daylight hours. It's also considered respectful to greet Muslims with traditional greeting, if possible, Ramadan Kareem or Ramadan Mubarak. Our last question, number 20. How does fasting for Muslims differ from other religions? Fasting practices differ across various faiths, but the Muslim fasting during Ramadan has some unique features. Here are a few ways in which fasting for Muslims may differ from other faiths. 1. Intention. Muslims are required to have the intention to fast for the sake of God and for the purpose of fulfilling an Islamic obligation. This intention is made before the start of each day's fast, during Ramadan. Number two, duration. Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset during Ramadan, which is a period of approximately 12 to 16 hours, depending on the location and time of year. This is longer than some other faiths' fasting periods. Number three, abstinence from food, drink, and other activities. Muslims who are fasting during Ramadan abstain not only from all foods and drinks, but also from sexual activity, smoking, and other activities that are considered to break the fast. This level of abstinence is unique to the Muslim fasting during Ramadan. Number four, spiritual purpose. While fasting in other faiths, some other faiths may have health or purification purposes, the Muslim fast during Ramadan is primarily a spiritual act of worship. It's meant to strengthen one's faith, self-discipline, and connection to God. I hope I did well by reciting the questions and answers from regarding about the Ramadan month, the month of fasting that takes place the ninth month of each year. So I hope you enjoyed, and my personal experience is it's really okay to ask questions all the time, to ask questions, to ask your Muslim neighbors, and not only them, any other faith that's different, our mainstream faith here. Ask Muslims, ask any other religious when they have a festival, what's so different about them. It's good to learn from each other. So a little bit talk about right now, when the Ramadan ends, as you heard earlier, we have Eid al-Fitr, one of the two most important holidays in the Muslim world. And I remember Somalia, things were different. But I have kids here that were born right here in Minneapolis, and now they're growing up. And their experience is different. Instead of, enjoying all those gifts, going around from one family household to another, dancing in the street, playing soccer or basketball or other games, and going to those special places where they buy tickets to play. Here, actually, we take our children to Mall of America, of course. That day, if you want to see celebration of the Eid al-Fitr, or the end of Ramadan, 30,000 to 40,000 people, kids and families, show up at the Mall of America. And I remember, and this is really a funny story, but helpful. Many friends, we used to volunteer at the Mall of America that day. My friend Jay Persk and many others, Christian and Muslim friends, we volunteer at the Eid al-Fitr. And usually my friend Farhia Jordan and I, Farhia Khalif now, and I usually pick up the lost babies or the lost children. So you have the lost and found in Mall of America. That day, of course, you also have the lost children. So we find the lost children. We take them around to find their parents who are really historical, trying to find them. But after we've done that many times, now a lot of them know I haven't done the last two since COVID-19, but it's really great, important to really volunteer there that day. And but I warn you, it's extremely busy. The lines are long. People always give the secret to each other about buying before that day, buying the tickets that your children or the kids need. So it's a fun day. And Mall of America is not the only place that the community goes to. Depending on the age of the kids, of the children, if they are toddlers, Chuck E. Cheese used to be a great thing. If they are, you know, early stage of their teenagers, I remember roller gardens were one place. Teenagers of, yeah, Mall of America, and or kids like Mall of America of all ages. And teenagers, usually they go to other places. So I hope you enjoy it. And let me see if I'm trying to speak slowly today, and see if I can play what is called Ramadan Nasheeda, which means songs that are played in Ramadan. It's about religion, it's about family, it's about happiness. So let's see.
يا من صليت بكل الأنبياء يا من في قلبك رحمة للناس يا من ألفت قلوبا بالإسلام يا حبيبي يا شفيعي يا رسول الله بأمي وأبي فديتك سيدي صلاة وسلام عليك يا نبي حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين يا محمد يا من حليت حياتنا بالإيمان يا من جمالك علمت الإحسان يا من نورت قلوبنا بالقرآن يا حبيبي يا شفيعي يا رسول الله بأمي وأبي
فديتك سيدي @KFAI.org
حبيبي يا محمد أتيت بالسلام والهدى محمد حبيبي يا محمد يا رحمة للعالمين يا محمد
صلى الله على خاتم الأنبياء محمد محمد
والهدى محمد حبيبي يا محمد فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك خير رسل ربي من به أبصرت دربي يا شفيعي يا رسول الله أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك
بالحق تعلق وبقارح رأى تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ يا محمد
السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول
طيبة جئتك صبا لرسول الله محبا بالروضة سكنت روحي وجوار الهادي محمد يا طيبة جئتك صبا لرسول الله محبا بالروضة سكنت روحي وجوار
Programming is supported by Bremer Bank. With bankers who know that in business, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. More at Bremer.com.
KFAI is proud to present Cyril Aimé at the Dakota, performing on Tuesday, March 19th. French jazz singer Cyril Aimé teamed up with multi-instrumentalist Jake Sherman for her latest album, A Fleur de Peau. Combining the depth and sophistication of jazz, the immediacy of pop, and the irresistible dance rhythms of the Caribbean, it's more intimate and more accessible than anything Cyril has done before. Tickets for Cyril Aimé can be found at the Dakota website. Visit dakotacooks.com for more details.
Hello, welcome back. This is Abdulrizak Bihi from Somali Link Radio at KFAI 90.3 FM. Our Ramadan questions and answers were actually the author is, it's called The Thinking Muslim. And the author is Ramiz Abid. Ramiz Abid. Please follow his Telegram channel and his social media if you need any further information about Ramadan or Islam. Thank you for listening, and we'll continue with the beautiful Nasheedas. And I also want to remind you every Wednesday 10 a.m. Samar Academy does a presentation of all the amazing free courses, paid for courses that you don't have to pay a penny, such as construction, electrician, IT, cybersecurity, financial programs courses, medical administration. Even if you know someone who needs a GED, all those 20-week programs, most of them are free. And also they help people get the jobs. They recruit companies to help their graduates get the job in their respective fields. So check them out every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Or call Summit Academy in Minneapolis. Ramadan Kareem.
عم العباد يا خير زاد رمضان يا شهر القرآن فيك أذوب حياتي
شهر الصيام أنا لن أنساك فأنت في قلبي دائما تمضي الأيام ودعائي كل عام ربي تقبلنا يا ربي بلغنا بلغنا رمضان
من حراء زان السماء فكان بدرا نيرا قمر أطل على البارية من حراء زان السماء فكان بدرا نيرا هو رحمة الرحمن ذاك محمد من جاء غيثا للقلوب مطهرا يا نبي سلام عليك فاض دمع القلب وطال الشوق إليك يا نبي يا نبي صلاة الله وسلام الله دوما عليك يا نبي يا نبي يا نبي يا نبي صلاة الله وسلام الله دوما عليك والهداية والسلام حاء الحقيقة قد محى كل الظلام ميم المحبة والهداية والسلام حاء الحقيقة قد محى كل الظلام والميم محمود حوى طهر الخصال والدال دعا والاعتدال يا نبي سلام عليك فاض دمع القلب وطال الشوق إليك يا نبي يا نبي صلاة الله سلام الله دوما عليك يا نبي يا نبي سلام عليك فاض دمع القلب وطال
الله سلام الله دوما عليك يا نبي يا نبي يا نبي يا نبي صلاة الله سلام الله دوما عليك صلاة الله سلام الله دوما عليك البدر كطلعته وجه جميل والشمس كبسمته ظل ظليل هو عبد الله سيد الخلق ومصطفى وحبيب الله خير مبعوث من وحي الله مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق مولاي